Yeah. There it is. The world's greatest refrigerator. Your hand reaches over and you grab the handle and you open this grand refrigerator full of everything you've ever wanted. And there it is on the top shelf. You can smell the sugar coming off of it. You can already start salivating and imagine the flavors and the texture of this pie that's right in front of you. Gosh, it's exciting. The funny thing is that the pie is in front of everything else. So you actually have to go through the pie in order to get everything else you've ever wanted. You might have to break up the pie in pieces and consume it throughout your entire life, because this is the greatest pie that's ever existed. No joke. This pie is gluten-free. It is organic. It is non-GMO. It is the most divine pie you've ever had. But as you get closer, you look at the type of pie and you may have a little resistance to getting started, but you do have to get started on the pie to keep going forward. What kind of pie is it? It's the type of pie that you may need a little help with. It's the type of pie you may require some training in. And it's the type of pie where you might just allow your spiritual acrobatics, physical improvisation to get through and learn to love. Find out what kind of pie it is on this episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. Welcome back to this Now Moments episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your ever grateful host, Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am super excited and grateful and feeling very aligned with being here on the podcast with you today. And I hope you're feeling aligned listening to the podcast. Today we're going to cover one of my favorite topics that we very rarely touch on. We live in a world where you are flooded with books and programs and podcasts and YouTube videos waiting to empower you. And once you get on this journey and you start revealing more of the things that interest you, and you start revealing more of the things that you have a preference for, and you load up all this empowerment into you, you rise to your godhood. You rise in your sovereignty. In my opinion, it's really important to have humble pie. Humble pie of your flavor throughout your life, throughout your days. Later, we'll talk about a seasonal inventory, but not on this episode. On this episode, we're talking about the constant that you must put into the operating system that lives you, and that's humble pie. The truth is, you will keep getting better at things that you love doing if you have the initiative to begin getting better, to continue learning, to honing your craft and skill. And when you do this effortlessly from your heart, maybe you beat yourself up sometimes, but most of the time, you're pretty secure in who you are. For example, if you're an actor and you've been working your entire life and you're really good at it. People will compliment you on it constantly. And those compliments are nice, but they're not going to light up your day. If you're an expert at acting, and that's what you do, and then decide to pick up the guitar and start strumming and learning in the beginning stages, whenever you hear a compliment of how that's better than the audience expected, whoever's listening, loving it, it's going to boost your confidence. It is going to be one of those compliments that gives you a little high, a little shot of serotonin and dopamine. You're going to feel good. And that's normal. But as you become better and better at things, those compliments fall by the wayside. But here's the rub. People are going to continue to give you compliments for every little tiny thing. And that can either go to your head or you use it. You use it, you put it in the burner, and think about it when you need to. When you need to give yourself a little boost of energy, a little boost of joy, a little boost of gratitude. And this is where the humble pie and the practice of the divine dichotomy comes in. As I've stated many, many times, you will find your freedom and your grandiosity in the paradox. So as you rise in your levels of sovereignty and empowerment, parallel to that feeling, to that growth and evolution, you must have the humble pie by your side. Now, what does that mean? What does the word humble actually mean? In Oxford languages, humble is defined as an adjective, having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. It's also defined as a low social, administrative, or political rank. It's also described as a verb, lower someone, in dignity or importance. What is the importance of being humble? I don't believe that humble means you think you ain't shit. I don't believe that that's what humble means. I think humble means that we are all nothing and everything at the same time. That we all have the opportunity to rise to the status of ultimate empowerment and thriving. But that anybody can do it. So yes, you are a unique snowflake, but so is every other snowflake. You have actualized and initiated a large part of your potential. And maybe somebody else hasn't. That doesn't make you better than them. It makes you literally in the same rank and space as them. When arrogance starts to rear its ugly head, and I do say ugly because most of the time arrogance is ugly. If you are depressed and suicidal, thinking that you are nothing, that nobody cares about you, that is arrogant. You think you're better than everybody else, that God made a mistake with you, but not with everybody else. God did not make a mistake when he made you or anybody else. We live in a society that dictates that we get depressed. Just look at the commercials for pharmaceutical blah, blah, blah. We live in a society that is contingent on your depression. It poisons our food and water, the society. It poisons the thoughts that go into our head by the negative news outlets. It poisons through fictional stories and songs that encourage you to spend all your rent money on going out to the club because this is the only life you get to live. Well, I don't know if you've had a rude awakening that that's not the way the world works, and perhaps you regret some of the stuff you did in your 20s. But here's the thing. You need not regret anything. You just need to get to work where you are. You're never late. You're always on time. There is no conflict of time or interest. You're on your path. And your path has you thrive and rise up once you get to that spot of awareness. And once you open up that band-aid of awareness that was covered up through society and coping mechanisms that weren't that healthy, as you cover that up, you reveal the wound and the pain that was there. That's where the regret sets in, but you cannot live there. You can stay there for 2 minutes, metaphorically. It takes however long it takes. The point is to stop beating yourself up, because once you get that moment of awareness, boom, you can make a new plan. You can team up with other people that have been on the path, the awakened path. You don't have to copy them or do exactly as they say, because you are now sovereign onto yourself. You listen, you learn, you take the notes, and you take what you most prefer, what is most correct with the structure of your soul. I tell you this much, there are way too many levels of consciousness and awareness that we could break up and go into. So I like to narrow it down to the 3 levels of awareness. Number 1, first, you are selfish. That's level 1. You're doing things to get something back in return. A crass example is, I'm taking somebody out on a date and paying for the food and perhaps paying for flowers and all that jazz so that you can get laid. That's level 1. It's conditional. It's a trade and exchange consciously with weight on it. Everything's a trade and an exchange, at least energetically. But when we're talking about level 1, it is out of survival. You are working a job that you hate in order to pay for your bills, in order to pay for your living, in order to pay for your food, out of necessity. That's level 1. Level 2 is an equal exchange. Let's say you're in a relationship. In level 2, you take care of yourself and let the person process their stuff and not identifying with their stuff. It's healthy, but it's not a great place to stay. It kind of takes away compassion. It's necessary because it focuses you on the place where you need to focus on the most in the process of healing, which is yourself. You are selfish with the intent to become selfless. That's level 2. Level 3, you give your gift no matter what. You know that by sharing, by giving, by holding space, you're always rewarded. Here's the caveat. At level 3, you have strong boundaries. Different boundaries than level 2. Level 3 boundaries, you are this walking emanation of divinity, of respect. You command a love for the moment, and the moment loves you right back. It may sound a little abstract, but I like to use the example of singer-songwriters, great performers. You have some performers that are doing it just because they love it, but they also are struggling and really need to exchange something. So they may get a job doing that thing and not honing their singing gifts, which is fine. It's all part of the process, and we're always becoming. We're always becoming more. Nothing is stagnant. When something is stagnant, it's either at the precipice of rising up or beginning its decay. And it's very clear where most people are. You're either living or you're dying, as the song says. Level 2 of an artist, of a singer, they're good. They are writing songs because the studio tells them to. They change things up because the studio tells them to. They're loving their work. Maybe they're compromising their integrity a tiny bit, but that's part of the transaction, isn't it? Level 2 is good music to listen to, and you turn on the radio, you'll probably hear some level 2 music. Level 1 music is that cheap shit. Level 2 is good. Now, let's talk about level 3. Level 3 is incomparable, impeccable, and always delivers, even on the bad days. Level 3 would be the performance of a Whitney Houston or a Michael Jackson. Level 3 is that type of artist that just dominates stadiums. Like, really. Like, if you are in the presence of it, you're feeling some divine energetics in the room, through the speakers, in the stadium. Level 3 does not cater to the marketplace. Level 3 has a soul of its own that has chipped away at what would be blocking it. Because whatever structure is in that soul of level 3 is what the marketplace needs. One person may hate it, but 5,000 people might need it. And it's about that need. And I would throw Jason Mraz into this level 3 because it really sounds like he's in control of the message he's delivering. He doesn't care how silly it is. He doesn't care if someone is going to think that it's too hippie or too new age or too Christian. Because his music has been confused for Christian music before just because it has a positive message. Just because it's happy. This isn't an easy topic to tackle, but I'm attempting to speak on it here. Because I've been challenged to speak on the things that are truly essential and important to not just thriving, but to keeping your life balanced, to keeping yourself grounded as you grow and evolve into the magnificence that I know you are, that God knows you are, that the universe knows you are. And humble pie is super important. The reason I find it challenging is because I do have to get existential. And when you get existential at any given moment, it can tip you into a whirlwind of depression. Because the world is vast. There's over 7 billion people on the planet. Right? You're one person. But as you grow and learn, you realize that there is a collective, that everything is energy, and that we're all connected. A win for me is a win for the planet, as long as I'm not hurting anybody, and vice versa. And that's why I carry the message that you have something that you want to create. I know it. I don't care if we've ever met before. I know that there's a song, a poem, a book, something that wants to be created through you, as you, for the good of all humanity. That can sound arrogant. Oh, something that I need to do is for the whole world, and I need to do it. Yes and no. Yes, that is true. No, you don't need to worry about it. You just need to scope out 5 minutes out of your day to just focus on that. Start with 5 minutes a day. And it could just be reflecting, journaling. It's giving time to yourself. Because there's so much welling in within you. There's so much that wants to bubble over. I know it. I know it because I've been through it, and I still go through it when I stop creating, when I take a pause, when I take a break that turns into a longer break. This is why you must create. This is why those 5 minutes are so important, because that 5 minutes will turn into 15, will turn into a half an hour, will turn into an hour of your day where you are giving back to yourself, because you will burst. You will suffer from this thing called overwhelm. You will break down and get to a place where you literally have no choice but to do the thing that makes your soul happy. And sometimes that requires rehab. For some people, sometimes that requires a long vacation, but it's necessary. There is a great book written by Dr. David Hawkins called Power Versus Force. It is a book that I strongly recommend. It is definitely in the top 5 books that I recommend anybody and everybody to read. It's not just about addiction, but it does cover why AA works as a self-governing entity. And I may be talking about AA right now, but just know that if there is a structure and system around any type of addiction, it can help. And it explains the spiritual aspect of things. And I just want to share that AA works because it gives you a structure. It allows people to be completely honest, which is one of the biggest hindrances to life, dishonesty, in every realm of what that could mean. You can avoid reality, but you cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. And when someone gets to a place where they need AA and they choose it, then they've gotten to that place of living in the consequences of avoiding reality. Now, waking up and smelling the miracles requires you to live in reality and to add your unique magic, because the world is suffering. The skies are gray. Even on a beautiful sunny day, you can be distracted by how beautiful it is, and then boom, taken back down when it's muggy again. Waking up and smelling the miracles does not rely on the weather or politics or whatever else is going on in the world to allow you to experience and share the magic of life. So, as most people that go into AA or other types of anonymous support groups or any type of support groups have been through the fall, have gotten to the place where they realize that they need to start being honest, then they cultivate a structure within a community that doesn't judge them, within a community where they feel safe and understood. I don't believe you have to hit rock bottom to go into one of these support groups or to create one yourself with your own unique magic. I created the Leading Man Initiative. I am a sobriety coach for men and women, but I focus on this aspect of sobriety because it's about integrity. Without integrity, it's really hard to sustain the magic of life. Without complete, brutal honesty sometimes, you can't really get to that level that you're struggling so hard to get and cycling through in that same old desperation, in the same old gloominess, in the same old depression. That's just a loop and a cycle. It's a hell cycle. You can go to hell. Just make sure to keep walking, keep getting through it. This is your time to shine, and nothing happens against you. It's all happening for you. And there's another statement that sounds rather arrogant. How could I have controlled this tragic thing that happened? Of course you couldn't have controlled that. But you realize, though, that the better you become at that thing that you love becoming better at, the better you become. And if you wake up in the morning and love your life and have decided years ago that today was going to be a great day, even when that tragedy or turmoil or frustration shows up, you hold the upper hand. That's the point of living with your humble pie and eating it while recovering, while rising. Nobody escapes this aspect of recovery. We all have to recover and heal from something. We were born on this dense planet, this beautiful, gorgeous planet. We were born into societies with so much drama, then we sit down on our couch and we watch more drama to distract us from our drama. We watch talk shows, people talking to people, so that we can then go out and talk to people about what we saw people talking about. We watch people live fictional lives that were shot in 5-minute segments and perhaps shot over and over again. Take 23. Take 25, because they're trying to give you the best story possible. So we watch these stories about other people, fictional people, sometimes real people, biographies, documentaries. And there's an aspect of learning. You never stop learning. If you can see it, hear it, smell it, taste it, you're learning. It may be something you already knew with a little shift, a little change. But the point of all of this is that you never stop learning and soaking in your environment. So as we watch stories instead of living our own, or watch a big old 2-3 hour epic, and then spend maybe an hour of your day that feels significant, other days feels like nothing happened. It's the same old, same old. That's because it's up to you. It's up to you to carve the path. Carve the path of adventure, of magic, to infusing your magic into the everyday mundane things. So I encourage you to look up. Look up, look up, look up. Because the sun is always shining above the clouds. The universe is always held in place and rotating perfectly around the sun. And here on Earth, it takes us 365 days to go around the sun. You get to celebrate one day out of the year called your birthday. You get to celebrate these Hallmark holidays, which create beautiful experiences, or have the potential to, but most people find stressful with the traveling and the importance that is put on the dinner, on the presents, on the money increase that we have to use. All of that, all that weight of how beautiful and gorgeous 365 days are, is taken away and weight is put on. And sometimes you pull it off, well-oiled machine, after years and years of trying to get it right. That's something you have to remember. Doesn't matter how old you are, you always have the opportunity to make it better. Yes, maybe today is your last day, and I pray that it isn't, and that you experience a full life of harmony and joy and prosperity and everything that God has placed in your heart to experience through you. You still are going to have bad days. You're still going to be sad. You're still going to cry. You're still going to scream. And that's completely okay, especially if you're living from that waking up and smelling the miracles. You can't escape forgetfulness. Your brain cannot hold everything. So maybe part of the inventory is sitting down and seeing where you're most fulfilled, where you feel that it's lacking. Because you are the navigator of your life. You are the captain of your ship. You get to play parts with God as the producer, as the director. But you surrender it and let it all go. You are just playing a part, even though you were a very important part. Every single human is extremely essential to what's happening on the planet, the transformation, the healing. Every tragedy, unfortunately, is essential to start having these conversations, to open up and create more space for people to funnel into in order to be able to heal, to thrive, to show up in their lives for their families, for their friends, for their partners, for Earth. And that's the caveat and the paradox. It sounds selfish, but it's also not selfish. It's both at the same time. That's the paradox that you must walk. And you can make it fun. That's the thing. We forget to enjoy. I've said it in previous episodes, one of my terms and standards that I have to remember because I can get so bogged down and serious is that I'm a silly bitch. And I want to praise Jason Mraz, because he's not afraid of being a silly bitch while sharing his positive message, while just doing what his soul was commissioned to do, which is to express this music by any means necessary. And I wasn't planning on sharing his story, but he did go to school in Los Angeles, in New York, and then dropped out and moved to San Diego, started just living his life and playing in a coffee shop. And he has that magical story of he was discovered in a coffee shop, but he used the coffee shops as ways to experiment with the melody and his tone, because all he had was his ukulele or guitar, and then a band and all that jazz that grew organically. And I'm sure it wasn't this overnight perfect story, but it's about how relentless he was about expressing this music coming through him that changed and evolved as he changed and evolved. Back in 2016, I remember him saying that it took him recording 88 songs to get 12 that make it on the record. And that's just a great number to start with, to play with anything. You have to keep doing the thing, and you have to keep doing the thing, and then after that, you keep doing the thing. And then you have a plethora and an abundance of content, of things that that cannot be fully shared and expressed while you're alive unless you make it your mission to release everything. But Prince had a vault full of music and documentaries of his own life that was never released and still hasn't been released after his passing. Maybe some of it, a little bit here and there, but sometimes your work is so massive, but we put it off to the side. There's not enough time. It's overwhelming to think about all that work, all that gift that you have to express, because it's so much. But if you just get started little by little by little with those 5 minutes, with those 15 minutes, with those 30 minutes, if you just give yourself that allotted time every single day, the weight will start to fall less and less. There's a great quote about structure. If you don't plan for your day, you're not relying on anything to hold up your day. And that's not the quote. That's just what came through me right now, trying to remember the quote. And that's the thing. You're significant and insignificant at the same time. Like, it's ridiculous. It's a huge paradox. It's a huge existential aspect that like I said, can make somebody depressed. But that's where you lean in and infuse your magic, because you matter no matter what. You really do. Other people's life are contingent on your life. Now that's heavy. That's another thing that's heavy. I'm not doing the thing. You feel all the guilt. You feel all the shame. And you start beating yourself up again. Stop. Stop that shit right now. Just do something. Skip. Do something in your bubble. I remember there's a movie, Garden State, written and directed by Zach Braff. Natalie Portman's in it. And just from the trailer, there was this one thing where it's like, he asks Natalie Portman, what are you doing? And she says, I'm doing something that's never been done in this space before, where she was standing. And that's beautiful. We need to do more of that. Do the thing that's never been done in that space before, because if you are in your car or in your room and you've never recorded something, video or audio, pick up a book. Read it out loud. Start dictating and playing with your voice, with your music, with the way that your hands move, with the way that your face moves. Get to know yourself a little bit better through action. Now, you will get fully in it and immersed, and you won't even realize what's coming through you. That's a place you need to get to, because you can refine that afterward. And all of a sudden, you will grow in your skill. You will grow in your power. You will grow in your presence. You are a gift in any room that you enter. You are the angel in the room. You are essential. You are necessary. And this is where the humble pie just is so important. There's people that go up and win an award. And they say, thank you so much. I am so humbled by this. I don't believe that that is the correct way of using the word humble, because you were just elevated to a place of recognition. You are applauded. You may get a standing ovation. Are you really humble, or are you being lifted up? The humbleness comes from God is working through me. Like, whatever I say, whatever I write, if I'm in the right space, if I am intentional, it is just what's coming through. It's a stream of consciousness. And what is consciousness but not God speaking up and being bold so that you may be heard? Because you have a unique signature. There is something that only you can deliver. There are people miles, states, countries away that are praying for the very thing that you are trying to express. The soul structure has an expression that must be expressed and must not be denied. And I've talked about how you don't get just one shot. You get the shot that you choose. And it might not be all-star out of the gate, but you must keep doing it, because there is no shot that isn't for you. There is no opportunity that you can miss. You just got to get into action. Keep refining your skill, because you are nothing and everything at the same time. The alpha and the omega, the high and the low, the left and the right, the hot and the cold. It is humble integration that we're walking into. Sometimes you see great performers. You see actors and singers and dancers. And they're so good at their thing, yet they still live a life of depression. Here's the thing, you can have everything you've ever wanted and still be depressed. And I'm just theorizing here, based on my years of experience and investigation, that that happens when there's a lack of honesty within an individual. When there's a lack of integrity within an individual. You can have everything, but you gotta do the stuff that's not as fun to do, but will eventually become fun. And that's taking an inventory. That's checking in with yourself. That's being brutally honest about your circumstances. I had a mentor when I was 21 years old that said, know where you are and never be there again. Know where the uncomfortable circumstance is and get the fuck away from it. Sometimes it's a burst of anger that pushes you away from the circumstance. Sometimes it's a process like this, step by step, kind of tending to the weeds before it becomes a jungle. So keep up the work that you're doing and add a little something. The thing about meditation or breathing or any of the personal development work that you do, it is, by its definition, humbling. Because you don't know what you don't know. And that will always be the case regardless of how much you learn in this lifetime. They say, keep on learning to the very last day of your life, because you never know when that last day is going to be. Utilize the idea of the future. Utilize the idea of the past to funnel your magic into this present moment. Because when you realize you don't know what you don't know, and that a human body and mind could not contain the immensity of all that is the truth across the universe, you will stay humble. Because from that arrogance we see on stage, that power, that dominance, there's a seed and an inkling of God that is so humble to just be able to express itself. That's where the term gets elevated and influenced to being powered and gift the world with this divine arrogance, divine narcissism. And that's a tricky one to walk through, because narcissism is so negative and so harmful. But when it comes from this place of loving yourself, you realize that you were made of the same stuff as God. So when you love yourself, you're actually loving God. The importance, the weight is taken off of you. And from this humbleness, you can see clearly. You can get rid of the fog much quickly. You can get to a place of clarity, and you may walk in the unknown. But you're certain that every step you take is supported. That if you do take a misstep, you are still caught in a place where you can rise up again. You are never done. There is always more being filled in your divine cup. In the metaphor, the cup runneth over. There's not enough liquid in my cup. My cup is empty. But by your activity and your actions, you are moving to a place where your cup is being filled. That's why one of the hardest and best things you can do when you're depressed is something. Yes, sometimes you need to rest for a long time. Your body and your nervous system is recovering from whatever trauma the world is throwing your way. But you are loved and you're supported, and that is a conviction and a certainty that'll keep you steady and strong as you walk through this uncertain, changing world. You are never alone. You never have to be alone. You only choose to lone wolf it. But a lone wolf does not survive. The wolf survives in the pack. You are needed. You are a miracle for those that are waiting on your gift. And though it may feel like a heavy weight to carry, you don't have to wait any longer. You are intrinsically valuable. Yes, I am putting you up and lifting you to that place on the pedestal. And yes, whenever you put something on a pedestal, it can fall off. That's where you stay humble, because you're human. People may say you're perfect and amazing and all that jazz, but it doesn't go to your head. You keep it in your heart, you keep it in your blood, and you walk. You stay human. And you remind people that you're human, not by screwing up on purpose, but by living a life that repairs itself as it moves forward. The old example of James Bond. He doesn't beat himself up for weeks. He doesn't call up Auntie M. He realizes he made a mistake and keeps moving forward because the mission is never over. And that's a gift. You don't just get to retire one day and do nothing, because then your life ends much quicker than you'd like for your lifespan. Neurogenesis is the act of constantly learning and creating new neurons and cells. You are not stuck at any particular mental development. You can take the reins. You can choose to grab the gauntlet and begin directing your life. What is the gauntlet? The gauntlet is a metaphor for the glove you will use to shape reality. And you'll get to play with that glove. You'll get to know it, see how it works, and how it relates to you, and how you relate to everybody else. There is no overnight success. There is no snap of a finger and all of a sudden it's all done. You have a duty, responsibility, and a joy waiting for you. Waiting for you to stand up and use your voice, to use your body as an instrument, to create art with your life. You are literally the best of the best, and that's why you were born. You can have brain scramblers and divine blockers installed that will keep somebody in development at one particular notch. But if you're listening to these words, you have the ability to remove the scramblers, to remove the blocks, and begin living from this generator in your heart. You can believe and know that you're the best of the best because you are conscious enough to study and improve on your craft. It is intentional and deliberate. You read the books, you watch the videos, you listen to the audios, you associate with people that lift you up instead of pull you down. So as you function from being the best of the best, it's not as grandiose because you took the steps, you walked, you ran, you bled, you sweated to get to where you are. And because of your story, you know that anybody else can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If Ryan Reynolds can do it, you can do it. And that's not an insult. It means that we are on the same level. Because the level is awareness and consciousness and will. Will mixed with joy. That is your humble pie. That is what you must serve yourself up and feast on heavily. You must binge on humble pie so you can stop thinking about the humble pie and focus on your greatness. And then you implement it back into your life. Remember to eat that humble pie. Life will remind you. Have you had enough humble pie? No? Well, boom. Here's a fender bender. Here is something. Here is something. Because this life boils down to intention. It really does. The more you consciously intend and commit to that practice, the more you will see things going your way, the more things will feel easier. But guess what? It's just because you got better. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. little nod to Jim Rohn. And if you don't know who Jim Rohn is, he is like the godfather of personal development. And I highly encourage you to look him up on YouTube. Get his books on Amazon. Just to get you some of those ingredients. The playful, old school, cassette tape type of personal development from back in the day. Stay humble. Stay grand. Live in the paradox. Ask questions. Seek that which you seek. Stop sitting on your ass and wishing. Have conversations. The more you have conversations, the more you'll realize that you're not as unique as you thought. That your depression, that your sadness, that your hopes and dreams are very similar to those of others. And they're struggling, trying to do it alone. Just like you're struggling, trying to do it alone. And I know you know that you don't have to anymore. But it's having the courage to speak up, to send out a letter, to send out a text, to make that phone call. It's having the courage to being open as opportunities present themselves more and more, to join a community, to investigate if it's a right fit for you, to be supported and held and seen. You deserve to be seen fully. I'm sure there's lots of shame and guilt and struggles that you've carried that you thought you would take to your grave, but I am telling you, they don't belong there anymore. Your story can save someone's life. Your story is exactly what somebody needs before they get to that tipping point of rock bottom. Your story can move mountains. Your story is the miracle of everyday life. And remember to have fun. That's the thing. You gotta have the stubbornness and courage, bravery to, yes, become aware and engage in this activity and walk forward, jog forward, run forward. But you got to keep going forward, consciously, deliberately. And you must breathe and infuse the joy that is life itself. You can work on both sides of the spectrum at the same time. But as you're starting out, you need to lean on the side of positivity because everything affects everything. And it's hard to do the healing in the environment where the trauma happened. But our ability to put headphones on, our ability to go for a walk, allows us to step into a different world as we heal. It's that dedicated time to heal you, to realize how much humbleness there is in life to embrace, to realize that there is more to do and that it's worth it. Belief, faith. You must walk in faith in every moment. Every step you take ripples out a vibration that tells the universe this is what's going on. When I used to run about 15 miles a day when I was 20, 21, 22, 23, I would listen to The Secret. I remember listening to The Secret for the first time, and it has all that epic music in it, but I was like running. When it got to certain parts, I would jump high. I would be in a different world, not just the town that I was running in. I could feel every step as a vibratory effect rippling out outward. And for me, that game that I love to play is I love you, bless you, thank you. So I could spend 5 minutes jogging with every step that hit the ground. I'd be thinking, I'd be saying, thank you, 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 thank you. 5 minutes would pass and I would switch it up. I love you, 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 I love you. 5 minutes would go by. Bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. 5 minutes would go by. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever word I chose, I knew I was vibrationally sending it out into the universe. So I'd be saying, I love you, bless you, thank you to myself because I am in this body inhabiting this vibration. And I would be saying, I love you, bless you, thank you to the entire world. Because as my foot pressed on the ground. A vibrational, megasonic, supersonic explosion would go out, hitting everybody in my town and everybody on Earth. That's my thinking that I had to get to in demand and command at a young age in order to survive, in order to make sure I would keep living, to become old enough and stable enough to become a man that would become a husband, to become a man that would be a real father, to become a man that leads, that speaks up. I wasn't always like this. I played the card of being shy, of being a newbie. I wasn't able to really harness and hold my confidence the way that I do now. But honestly, as I am reflecting and speaking right now, I became the way that I've become in order to survive. I spent too many nights depressed. I spent too many nights disempowered, discouraged. And I got to a place where I literally couldn't do it anymore. So for me, it took being brutally honest and having to make a commitment to myself that if I made it through the type of drinking that I was drinking, that I would finally go to AA. I could see that I had a problem. And it got me to where I needed to go, introduced me to people that took me to the next level, that led the way and handed off the baton to when I felt I was ready. Though I'm sure like you, you are already ready. You just have to start. The waiting, the hesitation, just delays the inevitable. That's why there's never a wrong time. It is what it is when it is. Yeah, it'd be nice if it was sooner, but that's not how it works. You must own your journey in every aspect of where you are, in the grandiosity, in the smallness. Because the truth is, you are everything. The alpha and the omega, the big and the small, the left and the right. And that is what connects us. And that is my message for you today. So, remember to add humor to your survival coping mechanisms. It is essential. Remember to find somewhere where you can be completely honest, where you can listen, where you can share. The healing work is not a one-sided trick. The healing work is an energy that when we mix with either a coach or a community, when there's someone around and you're sharing, there is an energy exchange. It's healing for everybody involved. The cool thing is at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, people are just people trying to do their best or slacking off. People are just living their lives. And life is just a life you live, right? And some people may talk about reincarnation and learning about what happens in the great beyond. But really, we're just people living, scene by scene, moment by moment. And if you take this brand new awareness, as you take this expansive consciousness into your day with the things that light you up, with the joy, then you get to this place where things feel much more calm, much more clear. You'll actually be able to stop time, stop in the moment, time out, and figure out how you're going to behave in the next moment. Not how you're going to act, but how you're going to behave. Tapping into your emotional intelligence, psychological intelligence, your spiritual essence. You are no accident. You are a miracle. And you are courageous. You are brave. And I see you and am proud of you. And I am delighted by the stories that come in around how people are turning around and taking that shift into Joytown. Taking that exit ramp to hope and inspiration. Because that is what's needed most right now. And as you heal, as you go within and contemplate how you'll express without, you are fully supported. You are allowed. You have permission. So thank you for taking the time for yourself. And thank you for allowing me to express the way things desire to be expressed through this vehicle that we call Jonathan Eleazar Navi. I just want to thank you for being courageous enough to keep showing up, to keep listening, and keep doing your thing. You can only be you. And here at the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, we love to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. I look forward to catching you on the next special episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi. Until next time, go out there and be you. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.